Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Wow, we're in December. Countdown to the big Christmas Day.
Woo! Yay.
Yeah. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
Wishing the holidays were over.
Aw, they're fun.
Oh, yeah, they're fun.
I mean, this year I'm having fun. I am not doing any shopping. I'm going to go to ShopRite, pick up the Visa gift cards, and knock everybody off the list. And what little shopping I had to do, actually, it's actually wrapped and in my bedroom already. It's all done, except for one gift that's in progress. And once I get that done and wrapped...
Well, it must be nice to have a lot of time on your hands.
It's not about having time. It's about how you organize the time you have.
Uh-huh.
And it's about getting up at 5 in the morning and working. Mm-hmm.
Well, the past couple nights, I've been getting up quite early, thank you.
Why?
I don't know.
On your time off?
Yes.
You've been waking up early?
Like, early, early.
Like 3 a.m.?
Around there.
Wow.
The longest I've slept since I've been on vacation is 6 hours.
That's a marathon for me.
For me, usually it's 8.
Yeah, you're a good sleeper, I know. I'm trying to reach you in the morning and you hear like... No.
Dang right. I guess my body knows when I work, it's just like, oh, let him sleep.
Yeah.
But no, I've been up at 3:30, 4 o'clock almost every morning.
Ew.
And I just...
Well, how late? Were you going to bed too early, you think, and throwing everything off?
Well, the one time... Have you been drinking?
Have you been drinking?
A little bit.
Yeah, well, that'll
throw
off.
One time I went to bed at 11:30 and I got up at 3:30.
That'll throw off the sleep cycle because it backfires, like especially wine. At first, wine makes you sleepy, and then a couple hours later, it backfires and makes you wide awake.
Not wine.
Now you've been doing the beer?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So this show is going to upload on December 7th, which is the anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941. Do you think that's haunted still after all this time because of the water and stuff? Or is it just so touristy?
So touristy now that...
It wouldn't even be worth checking out.
Huh? Nah.
Mm. Oh, well.
I mean, it'd be probably pretty kind of hard to investigate it, too.
I guess they don't have it where even at night you can just walk out on that pier.
They probably have it closed at night.
Yeah. Because that would be the only time you could really see. But then you would never know. Are you getting mist from the water?
Exactly. You can't really take any type of, you know, EMF readings because all the stuff's way down the water.
Mm. And then, yeah, and EVPs probably wouldn't work too well because of the sound of the water.
Yep.
I mean, I've never been there. I don't know if it's like a crashing wave kind of place or is it just
there's still water sounds.
Yeah. Wow. Well, happy holidays to everybody, because there are no meetings in December for the NJGHS, because we know everybody's so busy with all the work parties and social gatherings and all the shopping and crap that goes into it.
Blah.
Yeah. Like I've always said for years, holidays aren't for women, because we're the ones who get stuck with all the shopping, baking, cooking, cleaning, wrapping, decorating, and then take all the crap down, and it's just, you know... Anyway.
I do like meat. Don't decorate.
Yeah, but you know, when you have kids, you have to.
Well, you take them somewhere else. Someone else can decorate it.
Just like Grandma used to open. Look, kids.
Hey, Denny's has decorations.
Look, they did the inside of this building just for you. No, I mean, I like the look of it all. It's a lot. We're going to do it this coming weekend, but it's so much work, you know. It looks nice when it's done, and then of course, you know, by January, you take everything down, you're like, wow, how come my place looks so plain? You know, you don't realize how much color and beauty you add to the place when you decorate it for the holidays, and when you strip it all out, it's like, God, I live in such a plain Jane place, you know. Anyway, so we have no meetings in December. The next meetings are going to be in January. Central Jersey Division is January 2nd. I know that's right on the heels of New Year's, but typically we are the first Wednesday of every month at the Hazlitt Library. So I don't know what to tell you, unless Greg and Sherry end up p- pushing it off or by a week or something. That's their call. But for now, I know it's January 2nd. All meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30. They're free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. You can be dragged to one of our meetings to scope it out and figure out if it's something that's for you or not. So the January 2nd meeting is at the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. The Northwest Division meeting is January 15th. That's at the Community Center in Hackettstown at 293 Main Street. That's headed up by Dina Tirico. And the Northeast Division is January 31st at 162 West Main Street in Bogota, which is the Recreation Building, and that's headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. So that takes care of the meetings starting in January. And then, I'm also working on, I'm going to put together some dinner and investigations type deals for January and February. So that way we have something, you know, some events for the members to get out and do some investigating, but it'll be inside because those are winter months. I want to pick like maybe one in central Jersey and one in each area of Jersey so you don't have that heavy-duty travel factor considering, because we all know in New Jersey, January and February, the weather can be brutal. So.
And once the holidays are over and everyone's back to the normal thing, I'm going to look at what Dean and I were talking about at the party, looking at pricing for maybe renting a bus and maybe taking a couple-day trip down to Myrtle's Plantation or something like that, getting like 30 people.
You guys were talking about this at the party?
Yeah.
Where the hell was I? I know, running back and forth from the kitchen.
Drinking?
No, running back and forth from the kitchen.
No, this was towards the end we were talking about that, like either going to Myrtle's Plantation or maybe St. Augustine Lighthouse or something like that.
Yeah, there's some good ghost tours in St. Augustine.
Yeah. I mean, we figured...
It's just that state's curse for me. I can't go to Florida anymore. No,
I know.
Sorry, guys.
A lot of people complain, airlines and the prices and stuff like that. Well, then, you know what? And we all chip in and rent a bus. Buses are usually not too expensive. So, once that's over, I'm going to start looking at some bus prices and see what they charge you.
There's not that much room at the Myrtles to stay if you want to stay on site. Or are you talking about staying in a local hotel in St. Francisville
basically,
and then just driving over?
Whoever wants to do what. If some people want to stay on site, they can. Because I know Myrtles, like any bed and breakfast, has high rates.
Well, you're thinking Northeast. By comparison, for what you get down there, it's a good deal. I mean, I stayed there... 2002, February of 2002, and I spent one night in the John Leek room in the main house and the second night in the caretaker's cottage. And, you know, I mean, breakfast wasn't much to write home about, I'll give you that. There was a nice selection of cold cereal, and then they had their grits, which is standard in the South.
Of course.
You got to have your sausage and grits, and I think they had some... like a scrambled egg souffle type of deal, you know.
And what were the prices back then?
I think we paid. What did we pay? I think I got both nights for just under $300 or something.
Right. So we're look at roughly $150 a night.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't want to pay $150 a night for bed and breakfast when they can get a hotel room for $40.
Where the hell are you going to get a hotel room for $40?
The Econo.
Even like a Hampton Inn, which is the only decent one I would trust as a chain.
Or even 60.
They're like $99 a night to get the breakfast in the morning and stuff.
Well, it depends on the...
It depends on the area. Sometimes you get them for 60 or 70.
It depends on the night, too. And if, you know what...
On the time of year.
Well, yeah. And if, you know, we get a bunch of people go down and we block off a certain number of rooms, maybe you can get, you know...
And get somewhat of a discount. But yeah, I don't know. The Myrtles is—it's nice to stay, and they have that beautiful Carriage House restaurant there on this plantation.
But most is going to come down to, you know, how much the, for example, like the bus to rent a bus for however many days.
Yeah, or you can always hook up with a travel agent, and they'll put together an entire tour.
Yeah.
And they usually for every 10 or 15 people that you get paying, you get one person that goes for free. So we get 30 people. You and I go for free.
He knows how she throws herself in there.
Yeah. Actually, no, I probably wouldn't because I don't do too well on buses. I get really sick, and I've been to the plantation before, so I would probably...
Well, if
I really wanted to go, I would probably fly down like I did. I'd fly into New Orleans, spend a couple days in the French Quarter, rent a car, hook up with you guys at the plantation, say hi, how are you, have dinner and then go back to New Orleans and fly home.
It all depends.
Listen to me. Yeah, sure.
She's just going to pull that platinum Amex. But, no.
Money bags over here. Yeah, you know, I'll just hook up with you.
People might say, you know what, we'd rather fly them. I don't know.
You know what? For what you're going to spend for a freaking bus, you can fly. And a lot of people have, like, you know, one pass miles and stuff. Like, it would be cheaper just to go through your account, allocate some miles.
I know,
and
but I know how people don't want to spend sometimes a lot of money, so I want to look at, you know, both options.
Or what you could do is price out with the bus through Greyhound and average airfare and leave it up and just say, you know, getting there is your own responsibility. Here's a hotel where we have a block of rooms and, you know, and it's the price. But and then, you know, you got to price out to visit, to take the tour of Myrtle's. They have two tours. They have the daytime tour, which is more of the history.
Right.
The nighttime, they get more into the gory, ghouly death stuff and the ghosts that have been seen there. And, you know, and I think that tour is like, if you're staying on site, it's free. And if you're just coming in off the street, it's like $10 a head.
That's if we go there. You know what? Maybe we go down to St. Augustine, or maybe we even go somewhere else.
If you go to the Myrtles, that's in St. Francisville. Then you can take, like, I think it's a 40-45 minute ride over to Natchez, and there's a beautiful a plantation and everything there. And that's where the story of the woman who, I forget the name of this place, but it's in Natchez, Missouri or Mississippi,
right.
Wherever Natchez is, it's on the river. But went and visited this beautiful plantation, and this woman was smart during the Civil War. she was known to have, like, her estate and everything had, like, the best horses, and I guess the North was coming through, and she didn't want them to grab her horses,
because
that's what they were known to do back during the war. That I guess they would just commandeer somebody's house and take their horses and stuff to use it for battle, and that was it. And so she had all the horses from the stable brought into the basement of her house and set up stables underneath. And then she figured, you know, to hide in plain sight, she made the offer to the North, whoever it was, whatever team or whatever regiment it was. She extended the invitation for them to just come to her house and have dinner. So she put on the whole sugar sweetness, southern pie thing. She had, you know, musicians brought in.
Mm-hmm.
So they were blasting music throughout the night, so you couldn't hear the horses in the basement. And she was giving them plenty to eat and drink and being her beautiful Southern Belle hospitable self. And they thought, isn't this great? And then they said, gee, you know, you got this big barn. Why don't you have any horses? Oh, well, you know, they've already been taken. You know, other people before you came through and took them all. But and they were like, oh, okay. So they moved on. And then she brought her horses out and put them back in the stable.
Conniving women.
Yeah, I thought that was very clever. So, you know. Anyway, so... but that sounds fun.
Yeah, like I said, there's nothing set in stone.
Or like I said, fly into New Orleans and do the the New Orleans tours, the French Quarter, and go to the land of the dead or whatever, the above ground cemeteries. And see where.
We'll see. I mean, like I said,
Marie Laveau? Go to her grave, do all that shtick, and then it's only. I think it took us an hour and a half to drive from New Orleans to St. Francisville, where the Myrtles is.
We'll see. We'll see how things pan out.
Yeah, if you're talking, like, flying and stuff, I can deal with that. I hate road tripping. I don't like being stuck in a car, and I don't like buses. The only ground transportation I tolerate is a train, you know.
She doesn't like being stuck in a car yet. You've been in a car going back and forth quite a bit lately. How far is your ride?
For what?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, but, you know.
Most of it is highway, and I can average 80 miles an hour, blast the music.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, I got it down to an hour, dude.
Hypocrite.
It was taking me an hour and 20. I have shaved off 20 minutes. You know, with a good tailwind, no rain, no police, and loud music. I can do it in an hour now. But, but yeah, for the most part, I would rather be flying, you know.
Well, like I said, we'll see.
My father took me up in a little plane for a birthday present when I was like 10, and we left out of the Morristown Airport, and we went all over Morris County and saw all the things, and that was it. That got me hooked on flying. when I was 8, my uncle came back from, he was stationed in Iceland. He came back and he asked my father to store his motorcycles in the basement of our house. And while he was there, he said, oh, let me take Laura for a ride. And my father's like, no, she's only 8. I don't think you should do that. And I saw this thing, and I'm like, yeah, can I go? So Uncle Jim puts me on the... That was it. I mean, he's flying up and down our street, and my father, I could see him, like, waving his arms, screaming, doing a conniption. Like, you know, God damn it, Jim, slow down! And I'm hanging on to Uncle Jim going, faster, Uncle Jim, faster! That was it. So Dad took me up in the airplane. I got hooked on air travel, and Uncle Jim put me on the back of his bike, and that was it. And then the next time he came, I was a little bit older. He's like, let's go further. So we went off our street. Out across, there was these big, there's a big field with high tension wires. And when you go through the field, you get out to these catwalks. And have you ever seen a catwalk?
Mm-hmm.
Not like the modeling kind. I'm talking the old thing with, you know. So it's out in the fields and everything. And it's narrow and it's plank and it's bumpy. But, oh, it was so much fun.
Well, at least now I finally learned the explanation of what's wrong with you. The high tension lines.
They were monkey bars when we were kids, you know? It's like, why should we go all the way down to the playground when we can just go climb on the high tension tower? All right, well, we're going to take a little break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
So, what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl, Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. All right, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at irvingrehnquist.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Now, Parashare is the time where you get to send in your paranormal experience or story or even a little encapsulation of a latest investigation that you've been on, and we read it on the show. Parashare. Now, if you're not a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society and you send in a Parashare and we read it on the show, you will become a member. That's a $20 value. I will send you membership in the NJGHS just for emailing your paranormal investigation or story or experience to the deadline at njghs.net.
Hey, I think we should make that an annual membership requirement. You must send in one Parashare a year.
To maintain membership?
Yep. You know what? That'd be 500 Parashares.
What do you mean? Oh. Oh, you're going like for every member.
Every member.
The members who are members up to now have become members under that. That was the deal, that it's lifetime membership. You can't do that to them now. I could see we're going forward, you could say. How about this? If you got membership from sending in a Parashare, so basically you got it for free. In order to keep, that could be annually renewed with a new Parashare. But you know what? That's more administrative work for me. And I don't want to deal with it.
I say we should have an addendum made to the agreement.
Well, I don't know. But for now, people, send in your stories. Because this week we don't have a Parashare. Yeah.
Losers.
Yeah, get him, Brian. Tell him. Tell him how they gotta send in this stuff, because, you know, it's killing me here. I between news of the weird and having to dig crap out of my cranium and come up with stuff.
Oh, thank God it was the cranium.
What the hell did you think I was gonna say?
With you, we never know.
Now, I save the graphic stuff for off air.
She sure does.
Anyway, so we don't have a parashare this week. Kelsey, please. However, here is a melodic little story for you. The song Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, tells of Brandy, a barmaid in a port town. She has the love of one of the sailors who comes into port, but he is not willing to abandon his true love, the sea. Yeah, you know the song, or remember it at least. The band, The Looking Glass, was formed in 1969 at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. The four members, Elliot Lurie, who is lead guitar, Lauren Skonsky, piano, Peter Swevel, bass, and Jeff Grobe on drums, all shared a common love of rock and roll and, in particular, the sound of the Young Rascals. The band played the usual round of bars, dances, and frat parties until their graduation rolled around. It was then that they decided to pool their funds and make a firm commitment toward their communal future. Taking a cue from what the Rascals had done, they began looking for a group home, an isolated structure in which to live, develop their act, and refine material. They finally found one near the Pennsylvania border in good old Glen Gardner, New Jersey, which is close to here. It was an aging farmhouse, surrounded by 82 acres of open country. The boys plunked down their rent and made a pact to spend 1 year at the farmhouse rehearsing, writing songs, and in general, polishing the looking glass. The song had been inspired by a girl in Elliot's life who had a name similar to Brandy. He started the song as a guitar instrumental and then had Larry play the melody over and over on the piano. Slowly, through free association, Elliot put together a story for his song and filled the lyrics. He later admitted that although the girl was real, most of the ballad was fictional. Looking Glass cut the song at least three times, and in its final version was issued by Epic early in 1972 on their debut album. Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, was not the label's first choice as a single. However, the song was picked off the album by a DJ in Washington, D.C., who played the song heavily and built up a strong local demand. When finally issued as a 45, Brandy sold slowly, but eventually gained momentum and finally peaked at number one in August 1972. The same month it was certified as a million seller by the RIAA. Barry Manilow's 1974 Mandy was originally titled Brandy, but Manilow changed it following this song's success. Okay, so I cleared up the whole fictional girl and sailor thing for you, but you're wondering, what does this have to do with ghosts or paranormal? Here's what. Now, it has long been rumored that the parking lot grave behind the AMC movie theaters on Route 1 in North Brunswick belonged to this fabled Brandy, or served as the inspiration for this song. Obviously, that's not the case. Yet you can see by the picture on our NJGHS site's photo and EVP page that the tombstone has the family name of Ellis, Mary and Margaret specifically. I visited this lone standing plot one night and had a tough time getting pictures as it was at the height above my head and it's very difficult to climb or grab onto something in order to get a close-up shot of it. However, you'll see in the one shot of the collage that's on our site, there is an orb. So, there you have it. Everybody always said, oh, those tombstones, that's where the whole Brandy song came from, because the guys went to Rutgers and they made up the whole story based on seeing those tombstones that were... And it's hysterical. When you go in the back of the movie theater, it's a big paved parking lot, but there's this little mound that leads up to this little the tombstones, and it's gated off and, you know, right in the middle of a parking lot. So there you go. The Looking Glass song, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, was not in any way connected to that gravesite that's in the back of the AMC theaters, and the ballad itself is mostly fiction. So that's your kind of parashare for this week. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment,
Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I'm Kelly Weaver of the Spirit Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Okay, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the name of the British royal family country home? The answer, Sandringham. Okay?
Hmm. I knew that.
Yeah, well, you had the script. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of not too hard at all. Goblins are elemental beings similar to brownies and sprites. According to French folklore, they typically attach themselves to households that have beautiful children and plenty of wine to drink. They help with the chores at night or create noise and messes depending upon their mood at the time. One can persuade a goblin to leave the home by spreading flaxseed all over the floor before bedtime each night. Eventually, the goblin will grow tired of cleaning the mess and move on to a new home that is more appealing. Now, there is a prefix that is used sometimes for the word goblin that denotes good. What is it? Be the first person to email the correct answer of what this prefix is to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the new NJGHS t-shirt. Cool.
Very.
Did you have any idea without looking at the script?
Yes, I did.
Good. Then I told you it was a not too hard at all challenging one.
Well, anyone who knows Spider-Man will also know the answer.
Really?
Yep.
Which one?
The comic book.
Oh. So not from any of the movies?
No.
How many movies were there? Three?
Three.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, there's another hint for you if you're a Spider-Man comic book fan. I have never read comic books, so.
I used to have a very, very big collection. They were all
really?
Stolen.
You're kidding, because can't you eBay those now? Aren't they worth money?
Face value, I had probably $7,000 worth of comic books. And they were all stolen.
Do you know who stole them?
I have an idea, but I can't prove it.
Oh, gosh. What a bummer. And it wasn't like a furniture exchange divorce type thing. It was just really...
They were in when I was running my parents' inn. We had bands that would come in. And they would go through our garage because right through the door, boom, they could set up right there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had all those... in the garage, all sealed up.
Mm-hmm.
And when we finally sold the inn, we got ready to start packing up our stuff, I went out there in the garage and all gone.
So you think it was one of those bands?
Oh, I know it was one of them. I just don't know which one.
Oh, boy. That stinks. Why do people do that?
I mean, it wasn't like just one or two boxes. It was like 20 big boxes.
Wow.
Of comic
you were
book.
A serious collector.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder, like, whenever these movies come out, you're all pumped and you're talking about all these facts and how it differed from this and that, because you really were
I
into
know.
That. So, do you ever go to any of those comic conventions? Comic-Con, I think they call it?
Nope.
You've never been?
Nope.
Any desire?
Nope.
Okay. You ever been to ChillerCon?
No.
Dude, that's fun. ChillerCon is fun. A little crowded, hot and sweaty, but it's fun.
That's more fun just to sit home and watch TV.
Wow. No wonder February 2nd is looking more like a reality. God.
Well, compared to ChillerCon, yeah.
You wouldn't want to go to ChillerCon?
Nah.
Oh, come on. All those B-movie babes walking around with everything practically hanging out. I'm walking down the hallway with my kids. Of course, the teenager's like, whoa. And I'm like, but the younger one, I'm like, okay.
okay, cover the eyes. Okay, cover the eyes.
Hey, that's no fun.
Of course, then we get the quintessential shot. After I've done as much staggering and eye covering as I can to negotiate throughout ChillerCon, we get to have our picture taken with Elvira, and whose eyes are completely fixated in the picture on Elvira's boobs, but my younger son. So, oh well. So he got biology and anatomy class all in one visit.
Glad it wasn't hands-on.
No. Yeah, really. So anyway, well, yeah, sometimes you should check out. Maybe next year. Like, sometimes they do ChillerCon in the spring. You know, like April or May they do one, which is not as bad as the Halloween one. The Halloween one is really, really crowded, but the spring one isn't too bad. Maybe you should go with us.
We'll see.
Yeah, all right. I don't think I'm going to any Comic-Con, though. I don't know comic books, though. I've seen them on TV, those Comic-Cons, and these people are really into it. They dress up like their favorite comic book characters, and... Well, okay. But you weren't that bad, right? You were just, like, collecting them, reading.
I mean, the job I had at the time, yeah, we had to do one or two. They weren't comic book conventions. They were... I forget what kind of convention they were. But they had comic book vendors there, and you know, a whole bunch of other ones too. And
what job was this?
I had worked for a publishing company a long time ago.
So this was pre-IT life?
Yes.
Ah, wow. Interesting.
I wish I had kept that job.
Yeah.
Because I got to play computer games and write what I thought about them.
Dude, why did you give that up?
Because my friends wanted to start their own business, and I was like, ooh, our own business doing the same thing. And the ones who convinced me to come over never had any contracts signed with our investor, so before our first issue came out, he pulled out.
Ew.
Yeah.
Not good.
So.
Well, you can write it off to being young and stupid, then. It's not so bad. If you did it now, I'd slap you, but... this was in your 20s, right? Tell me it was in your 20s.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. 20s, you can always, you know, write off to young and stupid.
It's got to be, because I've been 10 years almost with this company. And so, yeah, it was in the 20s.
Yeah. Well, then that's not so bad, you know. But it's a lesson, you know. So, anyway, before I forget, I want to remind people it's coming up soon, 5 days or so, December 12th, is Bella's Blessing. It's a fundraising event for little Isabella, who is the granddaughter of Gregory and Sherry Irish, and there are team leaders for the Central Jersey Division. It's $75 per person, and that gets you a sit-down dinner with beer and wine and live music. If you just want to make a donation, the checks can be made payable to the Rainbow Foundation. All the information and details to make a donation or buy a ticket is available on our website, njghs.net, go to the deadline page, and you will see when you scroll down the information on Bella's Blessing. Again, it's Wednesday, December 12th, starts at 6:30. It's at the Lakeside Manor in Hazlitt, New Jersey. And you can also email Christina, who's in charge of the event. Her email address, again, is on our website, but just for your FYI, it's bellasblessings2007@yahoo.com. Anything else to cover?
No, I think we're about done.
We are done. I'm toast. Okay, so stay tuned to the website, which is njghs.net, and sign up for our Yahoo group. It's free. That way you get all the latest, greatest info blasted into your email box. And I think that's it for Fort Mifflin, right? Did we fill those spots yet? Or you don't know yet?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, if not, people, you can sign up. That's if you click on...
You know before me.
Yeah, if you click on the investigation tab on our website, there's a drop-down tab for Fort Mifflin. Click on that, and you can register. It's $100 per person. It's only a group of 10. It includes refreshments throughout the night. It's an all-nighter investigation, full breakfast in the morning.
Place to sleep,
but you got to bring your own sleeping bag. And it should be good, you know. If by the time this show uploads and it's sold out, then I apologize. But as of now, when we're recording, there's 2 spots left. All right, so... Thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
As always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Laura Lindemann, and Dina Tirico. And of course, thanks to you for listening.
And keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.